Did you ever hear boar?
Yeah, boar, yeah. Boar.
Did that sound bad to you, sir?
Not to me.
What about the female?
Sow?
Mm-hmm. And she's never had pigs?
Okay.
Say if you had a pig and you didn't want him to grow up to be a boar, what would you say you were going to do to him?
Castrate.
Mm-hmm. Any other terms?
Yeah, but I can't think of it. I've heard them.
Did you ever hear cut or mark?
Cut. Yeah, cut.
Uh-huh.
Gonna cut them. Yeah.
What would you say about a tomcat? What would you say you're gonna do to him? Would you use the same term?
Cut. No. Mm-mm. Spay. Have him spayed.
Uh-huh. And the after a hog has been cut, then you'd call him up. Did you ever hear bar or barra?
Yeah.
What'd you hear?
Bar.
Uh-huh. And the stiff hairs that a hog has on its back?
Bristles.
And the big teeth?
Tusks.
And what'd you put the food in for the hog?
Trough.
And if you had three or four of those?
Troughs, hog troughs.
And what would you call a hog that's grown up wild?
Wild, there's a term I think, but I can't think of it right now. Wild boar.
Mm-hmm. And say if you had some horses and mules and cows and so forth, they were getting hungry. You said you had to go feed the
horses and cows, cattle.
Uh-huh. Would you use the word cattle to mean the horses and cows and
everything? Yeah.
What if you were talking about hens and turkeys and geese? You say you had to go feed the.
I don't know. I wouldn't use a term. I'd probably name them.
What about if it's time to feed the cattle and do your chores? You'd say that
it's time to feed the. I don't know. See, since I've never done this. Let's
Did you
see.
Say feeding time or
feeding
time?
Yeah, feeding time would be. Well, it's feeding time. Yep.
And the noise that a calf makes when it's being weaned. You say the calf began to.
Weaned?
Well, what sound does a calf make? What about a cow?
Moo.
Okay. And a horse?
Neigh.
What are the gentle sound that he makes?
The snort.
Do you ever, anything else? What about nicker or laugh or whinny? Or
you whinny. Nicker. I've never heard one laugh, but I guess that is what they do.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear anyone call a cow to get them in out of the pasture?
Mm-mm.
Did you ever hear anyone call a calf?
Mm-mm.
What about a horse?
Mm-mm.
Or a sheep?
No.
Did you ever hear anyone call hogs?
No, but I've heard of this being done.
Uh-huh. What about chickens? How do you call
them? Yeah, chick, 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 chick. Yeah, I've heard that.
Uh-huh. What would you say to a cow to get her to stand still so you could milk her?
I don't know. Be still.
Uh-huh. You know what you'd say to get her to move her leg back? Or do you ever? What about what you'd tell a mule or horse to get him to turn left or right?
I don't know.
Or to start him, you'd tell him?
Giddy up.
Okay. And to stop him?
Whoa.
And to back him up?
I don't know.
And the inside part of a cherry, the part that you don't eat, I call it
the seed or the pit.
Uh-huh.
I would call it the seed, though.
What about in a peach?
Seed.
And the part inside the seed?
I don't know.
And there's one kind of peach that you can take the meat away from the seed real easy. You call that a...
I don't know.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but I didn't know there was a term for it.
Do you know a term for the other kind that you have to...
No.
And the part of the apple that you don't eat?
Core.